listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Brussels sprouts and aphids. A question came in to Ask Garden Nerd this week from Jake. My Brussels sprouts, repeatedly, year after year, just get hammered by aphids, yet the other plants in my garden go unaffected. How can I deal with these little punks? Well, Jake, you're not alone. Not only do Brussels sprouts take a long time to develop, they tend to be a motel for aphid invaders. I confess, aphids have taken down my own Brussels sprouts a time or two as well. Fall-planted sprouts tend to do better. Cooler temperatures equals fewer aphids. And it's important to start with soil that has plenty of organic matter, for nitrogen as well as for holding moisture. Brussels need to grow uninterrupted, so keep them well watered. Inspect regularly for aphids, and use a jet spray on the hose to blow them off. You can apply an insecticidal soap if aphids appear, but we'd rather you take this approach. Plant beneficial insectary crops around your sprouts like nasturtiums, alyssum, and other umbels, like yarrow and Queen Anne's lace. Let cilantro and parsley go to seed. Those flowers attract good bugs that keep aphids at bay. Feed your Brussels sprouts with worm castings, too. The chitinase, an enzyme in the castings, is taken up by the plant and wards off bugs. It actually dissolves the exoskeletons of soft-bodied insects. Isn't that cool? Also, try different varieties, preferably one that is locally adapted to your region. We've had success growing rubine Brussels sprouts. They're a purple Brussels sprout without any aphids at all. There must be one near you that works better in your region. So check it out. Go to the website this week only to find a link to our successful rubine Brussels sprout seeds. And while you're there, check out our upcoming workshops and classes. And of course, Gardening for Geeks. If you need help getting your spring garden started, Gardening for Geeks can help. Happy gardening! You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.